Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale. So this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, April 25th. Super happy to be with you today. Calling you from a pretty wet Pacific Northwest Portland area. We've had a beautiful week, though, so it's still spring, so I expect some rain, and I'm okay with a little bit of rain here and there, so in this, especially this time of year. So hope you all are doing well where you are. I am by myself today, so I hope you don't get sick of hearing me talk at you, but Cindy is getting set up for a horse show she's doing. Actually, I think it's a barrel event, if I remember right, so she's busy getting set up with that, so you just have me today. So I'm going to ask, I have a few things to chat about, but I'm going to ask that that all of you help me out. I'd love to hear some of your stories. I'd love to hear any questions you have, and I'll do my best to answer them. And of course, if I don't have the answer, I will find it for you. So we might just have a quick show if I get rid of all the things that I need to talk about and nobody wants to chat with me, but we'll see what we can do with today. So just as a reminder for this show, we do need to keep it to the horse set with horses, any of our stories or questions. And we do need to keep it to more behavioral and training aspects and stay away from anything medical. I do have a slightly medical story to share today, so I will kind of be on that edge a little bit, but it's something I really wanted to share, and I hope it helps some people. So please press 1 on your phone if you would like to chat with me. If you have any comments or questions or anything you'd like to share, I'd really love to chat with you. So all right, I'm going to start with a couple things that I saw on Facebook that I thought would be good to kind of address on the show, which is, one of them is something we talk about all the time, but it's a question I get also all the time. So I get it from other distributors and I get it from any of my customers, and it's that battery reset. Again, we talk about this on the show a lot, but it's something that we really think should be in the kind of forefront of our mind, and we should be sure to be telling people about, because not only distributors have these questions, but also all of your customers. So it's something that I mention always when I'm first getting somebody set up with a new Beamer, but it's also something I include in a initial email that I send them, so they've got reference for it later. But it's even when I do all that, you know, it might be 2 years later and somebody will contact me saying, you know, their Beamer is acting funny, it's blinking, or it won't turn on or something like that. My first suggestion is always going to be to try the battery reset. And just for everyone's information, it's really quick and it's pretty easy. And it's always the first thing I will have anyone try if their Beamer is not acting, their horse set, obviously, if their horse set is not acting right, you know, if it's not turning on or not staying on or different colors are blinking or something like that. This is the first thing I'll try before we go that next step to send them to customer service. So real quick, all you do is make sure it's not plugged in, and you're going to hold down any of the three program buttons for 30 full seconds. You want to make sure you're holding that down for at least 30 seconds there. And so once you do that, then you're going to plug it in and let it charge for at least 2 hours. Just plug it in and leave it for at least 2 hours. And then once that's been at least 2 hours, then you can try turning it on and see if everything is working properly. And if it is, great. That's all it needed was a battery reset. If at that point it's still not behaving normally, then that's when you need to take that next step to customer service. So that is something that I think everyone should be familiar with. Everybody should be talking to other people about. You are going to, if you sell a horse set, you probably are going to get that question at some point. So you want to be prepared for that. I have just a screenshot on my phone that I can also always just send somebody if they have that question. So it's really easy. You can find that kind of, it's just a little quick, you know, paragraph with a picture. It's in the back office. It's on the Facebook page. If you go to the Facebook page, it's under files in this IBD Facebook page. Under files, there's several really good pieces of information, but that's one of them there. And so, like I said, I just usually keep a screenshot on my phone, and then I can just forward that on to whoever may need it. So, that's one good thing to always be prepared for and always a good thing to try. And it really does fix most of the problems I usually have. So, always a good piece of information to have and to share. And you know, maybe not the most time we usually, but just speaking about batteries, I usually talk about it mostly in the winter and the summer, but it's getting to the point where it's going to start getting warm, for people. It certainly probably already is warm for a lot of people. But it's hard for me when I'm looking out at the rain to talk about this, but, just taking care of your battery, is going to be just better for the life of your Beamer. And so extreme hot and extreme cold are things you want to avoid, just like any computer. Think of it like a computer or a cell phone, you know, for that battery, for the computer components in there. You'd want to avoid the extreme heat and extreme cold for extended period of time. That doesn't mean you can't do a Beamer session in, you know, really cold weather, or you can't do a Beamer session in really hot weather. You just need to take other precautions. But this is more about leaving it in a hot car or a cold car or a, you know, cold or hot tack room overnight, leaving it sit out in the sun unattended, just sitting there. So just being aware of taking care of that on a different level. Just think about, if you wouldn't leave your laptop sitting out in the sun baking, you wouldn't want to leave your Beamer out there either. So yeah, hot cars, hot tack rooms, hot or cold, you know, hot barn, sitting on some hay, anything like that, you want to try to avoid to help extend the life of your Beamer. So those were the couple battery things. The other questions that were coming up that I was seeing on Facebook were about the new neck applicator, and more specifically about the straps and the hooks and the, you know, how you attach it to the horse. And some people were having trouble with it, you know, fitting exactly the way they wanted to. And so the reality is it's not going to fit the same on every horse. Every horse is shaped different. Every short horse is going to have either, you know, a shorter neck or a longer neck or a wider neck or, you know, a skinnier neck. And so it's not going to fit perfect, and it's not going to fit great on every horse. So the most common ones, it seems like, is that lower neck strap, where kind of closest to where it hits the blanket, is a lot, sometimes not long enough for a lot of horses if they've got that really, you know, stocky build. It doesn't matter if they're real big, it's just more about how they're built, right? And for me, and from what I hear from other people, and what you can always go to this Facebook page and like look at the discussion, because there are some really great suggestions, but I would just leave that strap off if it's too tight. You don't want them to be uncomfortable. You don't want them to feel restricted. You don't want them to feel, you know, any kind of discomfort while they're trying to get relaxed and having their Beamer session. So with the other straps, I would feel confident leaving that bottom strap unhooked. And I'm not leaving them unattended anyway. I might not be standing there holding it, but I'm in the area. I'm not going to just put on this, you know, Beamer and walk away necessarily. So that's something I would feel comfortable doing. The other one is that the neck strap, where it connects to the blanket, kind of over the top there, is a lot of times too long. And so one of the suggestions was just to loop it back on itself. Let me see if I can find the exact wording that they used, because it made a lot of sense the way she did it, the way she said it. It was Hannah. So she says, I double the blanket attaching strap back on itself, put the whole hook through the loop at the withers, and then just secure the back on the elastic, secure back on the elastic strap. So she just does a loop. And so these are the things I encourage you to play with and have worked out before. If you're a person who does a lot of demos, or even if this is going to be maybe you're planning on doing a first demo, these are things you want to have worked out before you get there, and you're not bumbling around trying to figure out how to do stuff on a horse that it doesn't fit quite right on, because it might fit perfect on your horse, so you never have this issue. And then you go to do a demo, and it doesn't fit quite right. And then you're kind of bumbling around and trying to figure out what to do and what to hook where. And it can look like you don't know what you're doing. And really it's just about you're not sure how to fit it for this particular horse. So things to kind of think about and have ready before you go out and do a demo. Another person talked about getting a stretchy woman's belt. Just a quick hook stretchy belt as an extra, secure. So if you're going to see maybe bigger horses and you are worried that you might not be able to connect some of those underneath straps, having that just in your Beamer bag for an additional extra just security strap, also not a bad idea. So those are things to just think about if you are going to be starting to do some demos and go places with your Beamer and try it, that you want to be prepared for those things that, horses are all different sizes. So it's going to fit perfect on some, and it's not going to fit not so perfect on the others. We know that it doesn't have to cover everything, right? We know it doesn't have to cover every inch of the horse for it to be effective systemically. And even specifically for, it doesn't have to fit exactly right on the neck for those coils to fit in those right spots. But that doesn't help when you can't connect things, right? And you don't want to stand there and hold it. So just things to think about. If you're going out, you want to be prepared. You don't want to be fumbling around. And you want to make it clear that even if it is a big horse and you're trying to have this person buy it, that it doesn't have to fit perfect, right? So these are things that they, if they bought one, they can do too, right? So these are not only that you kind of know what you're doing, but also if they're looking at this and says, oh, it doesn't fit my horse, I'm not going to buy one. You want to be able to have those other things that you can do, and you're going to, oh, just hook this strap and just do it like this, and it'll be perfect. So those are all those things to kind of have in your arsenal ahead of time. So we want to think about those kind of things. So that's all I could find from Facebook. I do want to encourage everyone to please use that Facebook page to both for me and for you. Use the Facebook, the IBD Horse Set North America Facebook page for yourself, because it's a ton of great information from other distributors. There is things in the media and the file section that can help you with things that you might need for your customers or for your other distributors. And then also, I would love it for you guys to use it for us too, for a way to communicate with us, things you want us to talk about, topics that you'd like to hear about, questions that you have, things that you'd like to delve into, us to delve into a little bit deeper. We'd love to hear from you. So I encourage you to use that Facebook page for that. That's all I could find on there today that I thought would be interesting for us to talk about. Looks like nobody wants to chat with me, but I had a couple of stories that I wanted to share. One of them was particularly a horse that I grew up riding, and she was an incredible horse. And I actually just found a yearling photo of her when I was going through some old photos in it. She's just a beautiful little mare, and I loved her. But she was pretty hot, and really nobody else wanted to ride her except for my dad. He loved her, and he wished he never had given her to me as a foal, but he did, and so she was mine. So we loved riding her, but she was pretty hot, and she was the horse that would take me a good 20-30 minutes of warm up before I could get her to just kind of focus. It wasn't that she wouldn't listen. She just couldn't focus. She was just too excited to do everything. It was the way I've described it. You might have even heard me describe it on the show before, is she's the dog who you've got to treat and you ask him to do a trick for you, and they just start doing everything that they can. They sit down, they just start laying over before you've even asked them to do anything. And that was her. She was like, I'll just do it all. And I needed her to just calm and focus and listen to what I was actually asking her to do. And so but this was years and years before Beamer. So she is one that I so wish I would have Beamer for, because I think it would have just been helpful for both of us because there was times when I would show when I didn't have a lot of time for warm up, or I didn't have a good place to warm her up the way I wanted to warm her up, or any of those things. So she is one that when I look back, I just so wish I had Beamer. I think we both would have been happier a lot of the times had I had Beamer for her when I was showing. So, and I just think overall it would have been a really great tool to have for us. For both of us. So she's one of the one I always think about when I think about when I'm Beamer and horses. I'm like, oh, I just wish I would have had it when I had her. It would have made our life so much better in so many ways. I mean, that's just one of the ways, but so many ways, obviously, I wish I would have had it when I was showing her. So that's always one of my favorite stories and what I think about a lot when I'm putting Beamer on horses and watching their reaction, and actually more watching the reaction of the owner, the trainer, or, you know, the rider after they get on, after we do a Beamer session, because I'm like, oh, I wish I had that. So that is one of my things I always think about and hope I can offer to other people when I share Beamer. So the other one is actually a patient at the clinic, and this is the one where I'm going to have to be a little bit careful of how I talk about, but it's because it kind of ends on the edge of this medical, but this patient's name is Heather, and she had major surgery. We didn't do the surgery. It was a specialist surgery because we don't do that kind of surgery at our office, and she just wasn't recovering well mentally or physically. She had a lot of swelling, a lot of edema, and she just wasn't handling both from before whatever caused her to have the surgery and, you know, and the recovery process. Mentally, she just wasn't dealing with it well, and these people were really worried that they were never going to get their real Heather back. And so we've done a lot of different things, but one thing we decided to try was Beamer and laser. And we use laser and Beamer together a lot at the clinic. And actually, before I go further, I just want to make sure I'm not giving any medical advice. I want to make sure I'm very clear. This is not medical advice. This is not from, you know, a veterinarian. I just work in the office, and this is a case I thought I'd want to share. I'm not saying this is going to happen every time. I'm not saying this is going to be, you know, every patient. This is something I thought I would share as a great is a great example of how we can use Beamer. So not medical advice. But we did some Beamer and laser sessions. And I really, again, I love to use the combination in our office. I use it often. And so we did Beamer and laser together a few times. And then they have one of my rental units. You know, pretty quickly we were seeing some of the swelling go down. But the biggest thing I wanted to talk about is how Heather was responding. And she just felt she was pretty uncomfortable in general, just from the healing process and from the swelling and the edema. She just was very uncomfortable. There's a lot of discomfort. There was a lot of just behaviorally, she was not okay with all of it. So so pretty immediately with the sessions of laser and Beamer, she started to feel more comfortable. She started to behave a little bit more like herself. She started to handle the recovery a little bit better. And that was with just a few sessions of Beamer and laser. And then they have since taken my rental and kept it and are doing Beamer sessions regularly. And again, still just seeing some really great response. And I'm not really talking about the physical response, although that has been helpful as well, but mostly the mental. So, you know, she, like I said, she wasn't handling the recovery really well, and they were afraid she was never going to be completely herself again. And she is. She's coming back. She is starting to behave the way she normally behaved, and they're happy to have her back because they were very worried that the trauma from all of this was going to change her forever. And it's looking like maybe she will come back from this. So, they're very happy overall, you know, physically and, behaviorally, mentally, how she's been responding to these sessions. So, it was just one of those, great stories that I wanted to be able to share with you a little bit, because overall, we're all happy. You know, we want to be able to give, you know, our patients the best care we can. And that's going to usually be a combination of everything that we can think could would be helpful to try. You know, we're doing medications, of course, too, but this is one of the things that, that we can add that's that we know can only help. So, and the clients are super happy. They couldn't be happier with her, the way she has responded. So, it's a win-win for everybody. So, it's one of those cases where, it's really good to see her, the light come back in her eyes, and she'd be just more comfortable and happier. So I wanted to share that with all of you because I thought it was such a great story, but, that's really all I had to chat about today, and it doesn't look like anybody wants to chat with me, so I may just call this a short blog talk today. I know Cindy is going to be back with me next week, and we talked about doing some kind of play off each other, a little skit that kind of maybe mirrored her what they did at the manager's meeting as far as what to do and what not to do when you're on a when you're giving a Beamer demo or talking about Beamer. It doesn't even have to necessarily be a demo, but maybe mistakes that you have possibly make when you when you're just giving a testimonial. You know, one of the most common is the one that I do is just talk too much. So I've really started to try to tone that back and listen more and ask more questions. And that's the way for me that stops me from talking too much is asking questions. Because then I have to wait for them to answer me. So that's my own personal trick that I use to stop myself from just blah and giving them every little bit of information about Beamer I know, is to ask questions. And so maybe that's a trick that you could share. And so those are things that Cindy and I are going to, I think, hopefully next week, try to kind of play off each other and do a little, you know, behave on either side of the, you know, I'm a Beamer distributor talking to a person, or she's a Beamer distributor talking to a person, and then we'll pretend to be that other person. And so it hopefully it will help you avoid some pitfalls that a lot of us fall into, even still, and also maybe give you some ideas of things to do instead. So I think we're going to try to work on that for next week. I'm not 100% sure it'll be next week, so don't quote me on that, but we will do it in the next couple of weeks. And so think about questions. Maybe you can use the Facebook page for this. Think about scenarios maybe that you would like us to play out that you would like to know how maybe she or I would respond in that particular situation or to that particular question when we're giving a demo or when you're talking about Beamer for the first time. So we would like to hear from you guys to find out exactly if there is any scenario that you were interested in. All right, everyone. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Stay dry if you're in the Pacific Northwest, but I hope everyone has got some great spring weather where they are. Be sure to tune into, maybe before I go too far, it looks like somebody just raised their hand. So I have some time. I'm gonna say hello. We've got area code 831. Area code 831, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning, Lainey. It's Sibylla. And I pressed
a few
times, and it just wouldn't go through. So maybe that's one more thing
I'm
you can report to Blog Talk.
Yeah,
I don't know. It seems to be the system that doesn't make it happen. But whatever. Now, finally,
yeah,
it
Cindy was
worked.
Having trouble. Cindy was having some trouble getting on last week.
You were talking about the neck applicator and how horses are different in shape, in whatever way, longer, slimmer, thicker, wider. And how to play with a neck applicator. And I don't have the neck applicator yet, but I find the same kind of is true with a horse blanket itself.
Yeah,
it's like some
100%.
Horses are, they're all a little different. And how I,
yeah,
at the beginning, how I understand in the horse blanket, the coils configuration in the blanket is kind of to be on purposeful, meaningful for the body points, be a bit nerve, plexi, acupressure points, something like that.
Yep.
So I was always wondering, because I don't know horse anatomy or the meridians on the horse where they are, So I never know how accurate the blanket is on a horse or not. But I started moving it a little bit around. So like do one session more up here and then maybe slide when it's a huge horse, get the blanket further down. Things like that.
Yeah.
One session more like this, one session more like that. And maybe with the neck applicator, you can do that too. Just have one session more there, and then maybe the next session move it slightly further down. And some smaller, they kind of always are totally covered.
Yeah. Yeah. So
right.
Unless you're talking about, you know, like a pony or maybe even, you know, up to the draft, if you're talking about more like in the middle size horses, those coils are going to be pretty close to where they need to be. The straps might not connect the way they you want them to connect on every horse, but the coil should be about in the right areas. So I wouldn't necessarily worry too much about that. But the sliding, doing one session, you know, higher up, you know, more over the withers, and then, you know, the next session sliding it back down, you know, maybe more over the hips, is certainly a way to do it. Absolutely. If you're not
good.
Worried about where the straps are hooking, that's certainly a way to do it. Absolutely. Yeah. And the neck applicator, again, it's going to cover the neck for most horses. It might not go up in between the ears over the pole for all horses, depending on, you know, how you have it sitting, or it might sit up too high and you might not cover, you might have a bigger gap between the blanket and the neck applicator. But as long as you're kind of keeping that kind of in the middle there, you're pretty good. Or again, your suggestion of moving it around would be fine as well. I wouldn't do necessarily back-to-back sessions like that.
No.
But if this is something where one day you're going to go out,
exactly.
One day you're going to do it this way, and next day you'll do it the other way. I think that's an absolutely great way to kind of adjust for that the fitting of different size horses. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then another thought was, why not the big horses where it's just everything more stretched out, wouldn't it be just a good idea also to add the cuffs again in the gap where it doesn't cover? I mean, the neck applicator is so nicely fit for to get up in between the ears, right, to the pole. But maybe put them in the gap between the blanket and the neck applicator to have continuity.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the size of your horse, you can definitely play with those applicators. And, I mean, again, it's going to be off-label use, but we have done, obviously, a lot of off-label use when we put the cuffs places that are not supposed to be, which we do often. But absolutely, I don't see a problem fitting those in different places. And, you know, things that I will do with, you know, off-label use for the cuffs, a lot of times it seems to be a lot of the jumpers that really like this, or, you know, even the barrel horses, because they really kind of tuck. But is after I do the blanket, I'll put the cuffs kind of strapped together and like lay them over the hips to do a more intense local applicator over the hips. So things like that, if you're not sure you're getting maybe exactly where they need to go, or if there's a problem area that with a big horse maybe you didn't cover, doing a secondary local application with one of the other local applicators, I think also would be a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And then how before we had the neck applicator, everything was done with cuffs, replaying around off-label, not staying down, but going to other places. Have people played with a neck applicator to do kind of things like that on other areas but the neck?
I'm sure. I'm definitely sure they have. But it's one of those things that if you have the neck applicator and you have the horse blanket and you have the cuffs, there's not a whole lot of other places to play with it. But certainly there's an opportunity to play with that in different areas. You know, maybe you maybe there's something going on the, you know, a lower neck into the chest and you want to put some additional, you know, local applicator there. You could certainly turn that over, and I think you might have a hard time, you know, hooking any straps, but you could hold it there or do it, you know, secondary additional straps and, you know, work on the front area there a little bit more. That might be a good place to use that neck applicator, is just on the lower neck down into the chest. That might be somewhere. So I'd be surprised if people aren't using it other places. It's just not one of those things that we see as much as we did with the cuffs, because if you have all three things, there's not a lot of space more that you need to go.
Yeah, no, but on big horses, one of my clients,
yeah,
I gave him a horse that, so we're kind of talking, kind of thinking our brain, since I'm not from the horse world and she more, but I much was thinking maybe I could benefit from somebody else's thought process and just hand it over to her. Okay.
So this is good. Always.
Yeah.
And then also knowing that even if it isn't covering every inch of the horse, like I said,
you're
still getting that systemic application, but sometimes you are wanting a more targeted, obviously, application for a specific area or for a specific reason. And that's where using the cuffs and the neck applicator in that specific area, in addition to the systemic application that you did, that's where that comes in particularly. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, Wendy, those are my questions. Thank you.
Oh, perfect. I'm so happy, Gisella. I'm sorry you had so much trouble getting in to the queue today. I hope nobody else is having those problems.
Yeah, we don't know, because it doesn't tell you that press one. So maybe just ask BlogTalk if they are aware of that.
Yeah, I will put a message into them after we're off the call today, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for doing the Thursday today.
I'm happy to be here. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, Savelle. You always have such great questions, so I appreciate you coming on when you do. All right, everyone. And so as I was saying, be sure to tune into all the other days. They're doing some great things on the other days on Blog Talk. So be sure to tune in there. But you know that we'll meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. And you don't just have to listen to me next week. Cindy will be here too. So I won't have to just talk your ear off all by myself. So all right, everyone, I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Thursday. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.